Number 34. The Compassionate Society. Jenny was a compelling, some might say, comely comedian, who lived in a commune in Denmark. Such communes or commonwealths, as they were sometimes called, had become commonplace all over the world. They were making a comeback as people sought to live what they considered to be more natural lives. The commune where Jenny lived was the Clear Thought Commune Copenhagen. There was supposed to be a comma after the word commune, but it had obviously been forgotten and never introduced. It was certainly not commodious, but it allowed like-minded people to commingle and communicate in a common-sense fashion, without any fear of people commandeering commodities for their own selfish use. Not everything was communal, but the important things were. People were only compelled to live by a set of basic, mutually agreeable laws. They committed themselves to nothing else. These compact laws were compatible with everyone's philosophy, and so incidences of combat and commotion were unheard of. The compass of these laws was wide nonetheless. A compendium of the laws was entrusted to a compatriot of Jenny's, who, like everyone else, lived in simple accommodation. Anyone who broke the laws would probably receive their comeuppance by being thrown out of the commune, but this had never actually happened. Even though this punishment might appear severe, it was mild if you made a comparison of it with the laws used by states. Comity and compassion were at the forefront of the communal society, and each person considered all the others in the commune to be his or her companions. Everyone was a committed person who wished to create a compassionate society. If things went badly for one person, the others would commiserate and help out in any way they could. Comestibles were shared commensurate with need, so no one had less than they required. Each person had a compartment of land. Some people commuted to work outside the community, whereas others had commenced their own businesses within it. Each year there was a commemorative festival. This commemorated the founding of the commune. Jenny was given a commission to perform a comic skit. She would perform after a short commentary on the founding of the commune. This commentary reminded Jenny of her commencement at university. Combustible materials were thrown onto a large bonfire, which lit up the stage. The whole evening was a great success. Some people were comatose after drinking too much, but they would receive some herbal medicine in the morning to help them with their hangovers.